Phoneboy Speaks, episode 226, Imagine No Government. Politics is typically a third rail topic on a social network because everybody's got different points of view about what a government should and shouldn't do and what who should be running the government and what entitlements that people should have and such. And I'm beginning to think that we should at least consider the possibility that maybe we don't need a government at all. What does that look like? And people point to places like Somalia where there's little or no government, and so it looks like chaos. And people are like, well, you don't want to live in that, do you? Well, I think that's intellectually dishonest to just point someplace and say, well, you don't want that, do you? And without really explaining, why that governments need to exist. And I don't think anybody challenges that concept because we all grow up with a government and we just sort of take it for granted. And again, we can talk about what the role of government is and how much they should do and so forth. But my biggest problem with government, and I don't care what political stripe you are, I don't care what kind of government you're advocating. Here is my problem with all forms of government. The way that governments function is that they require capital. They require money. To do the thing, whatever it is that you think a government should do, it needs money. Where does it get that money from? It gets its money from the citizens. How does it get that money from the citizens? At the end of a gun. And if you do not believe me, you think I'm being ridiculous, try not paying your taxes and tell me what happens. I guarantee you it'll be at the end of a gun, or you'll be sent to prison, right? Which is basically the same thing. So, you don't get a choice in whether you pay taxes or not. And that's my fundamental problem with all forms of government is that it's the money is taken from me and stuff is done with it that I have no control over. I have no say in. And I know people say that you're benefiting from some of the services of that. Well, okay, let's take an example, right? We'll use Coca-Cola as an example, right? I'm getting the benefit of a Coca-Cola when I drink a Coca-Cola, and so I pay for it. But Coca-Cola is not force feeding me the Coke and then asking me to pay them, right? It's a free and voluntary decision to drink a Coke and pay them whatever it is that they're asking for. There is no such thing in the government. Everybody's forced to participate and everybody's forced to take whatever services. And so I'm trying to think about, just as a thought experiment, what a world would look like without government. Could we maintain the same standard of living? Could we do, could we do the kinds of things that quote unquote government does without a government, or at least what we consider, any regular form of government that we have? And the answer is, I don't know. There's a whole lot of thought about what that might look like. And I think it's a conversation worth having. But again, most people, I think, are hung up on the fact that you have to have a government, and I'm at least questioning that that thought. And part of that is because I've listened to the Corbett Report, and James Corbett, the guy who does it, has explained his position on religion and government and how very similar they are, and how you start deconstructing if you're an atheist, right, when you deconstruct religion and you do the same thing to government, it's almost exactly the same thought process. Everybody just has this sort of supernatural belief that there has to be a government. And anyway, so it at least made me question my thought process, because I've kind of come around to the atheist point of view. I've always been at the very least agnostic, but I've come around and saying, look, it's really hard for me to believe that there is that there's this thing called God, and I can't wrap my head around it. Again, you start talking about religion kind of the same way. And I know people have different points of view on these things, and I'm not trying to say that everybody is wrong. This is just my own thought process. And I would encourage everybody to examine this for themselves, right? And say, do we need government? What would that look like? What would a world without a government look like? And I don't know. I think we could do it, and I trust humanity to come up with a good answer. But it just seems like government, no matter, you know, for any sort of democratic government, is ultimately going to be compromised because there will be scope creep, right? Even if you take the objectivist view of government, which I think is the best. If you're going to have a government, have it be as very limited in scope as possible. But what's going to happen with any democratic government is there's going to be scope creep, and you're going to end up with this entitlement culture, which is kind of what's happened in the United States anyway. So I think and that's why I'm having these thoughts, is what would that world look like, and could we do it? And, you know, and would it be utter chaos? And maybe it would be chaos. I don't know. But I'm at least willing to entertain the idea and challenge the notion that we need a government in the first place. And very few people are willing to do that. And it's just a issue of what how much the government does and such. But as I said, I have a fundamental problem with how governments are funded. And that is that's sort of my driving opinion about it, is, you know, a government, if we have to forcibly take money from people to fund a government, then I think we're doing it wrong. And maybe there's a way to do a government where everything's voluntary, all the funding is voluntary. I don't know, right? So I'm thinking about all of these things, and I'm trying to come up with an answer. And so I think over the next several weeks, I might be able to get a well formed opinion out about it. But I'm at least questioning my premises about government and what a government should do, or should a government exist even. And so that's where I'm at right now. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find the ways to contact me and past episodes of the podcast on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.